Well, we're in the war actually. We could make something when that AI is starting to be used militarily. For instance, one thing I can see today, now they have drones all over the place, and they seem to, like in the Russians do that now in Ukraine, systematically, many drones in the air, and some of them for surveillance and some of them for, you know, with bombs on them that you can just hit anyone and anything with. Now, next step would then be to have much more of those, you know, thousands at the same time or something, and they're all coordinated by AI. So this way you have an AI somewhere there in the cloud that looks down on you, on the whole country, you know, huge area, at every spot, watching, you know, looking at everything that is going on. And next to each one is another one that you can immediately sweep down and hit the target with. So that's modern war. So that's how it seems to be now in Russia. So then one side comes up with that. Now we're going to make it really perfect. So it depends on who has the best AI. And it costs a lot to develop. And then you have China and India, who are the biggest digital manufacturers, you know, all these kind of strange things start to come into play. But then others realize that, you know, like probably the Russians, because they seem to be good at that, just like the Vietnamese did in the Vietnam War. But there are smart ways to avoid that AI stuff. Because AI is actually stupid. It's not very intelligent. So it becomes a kind of a competition there between the humans and the AI. You know, like in Vietnam, they dug tunnels underground. You couldn't see them. Lots of people living down there. Because they work together, you know. Just people, children, women, men with shovels, digging these huge systems of tunnels. Why? For survival, it was existential. So these kind of, this is really beautiful in that way, how these simple people there, you know, but strong, how they could resist the biggest superpower, military power in the world. So we could make something about, you know, along that line, but with the AI example instead, to show how ultimately all this, you know, this complex technology is weak. And the actual real strength is there inside each human, inside each person, not some stupid machine.